You're listening to the Sunday podcast brought to you by LifeTeen.com, a reflection on the upcoming Sunday Catholic Mass readings. And now your host, the Bible Geek, Mark Hart.
Well, happy Saturday podcast to all of you football fans out there, at least in America. Many of you might be going to Mass on Saturday, considering that this happens on what's almost a holy day in America, Super Bowl Sunday. But it's not a holy day, unless you're talking about the fourth Sunday in ordinary time, and we are. Our first reading comes from Deuteronomy chapter 18, verses 15 through 20. Our psalm response from Psalm 95, verses 1 and 2, 6 and 7, and then 7 through 9. Our second reading comes from 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verses 32 to 35, and our gospel comes from St. Mark chapter 1, verses 21 to 28. I remember when I was a kid, a priest gave a homily that really annoyed me. I mean, really upset me. And it's not because he said anything that was wrong. It's because he said everything that was right. It's because he was giving a hard message about a hard truth. And I remember I walked out, and I was a teenager, and I knew it all. As I walked out, I thought to myself about that priest. I was like, God, who died and made that guy God? Like, where does he get off saying such a thing? And see, it really annoyed me because he was speaking truth, and it really pierced my heart. And he spoke it in such a way that it was really forcing me to be uncomfortable, you see, because I was very comfortable with my sin, and he was calling me out of it. And I remember getting in the car, and I was mad, and I was driving home, and I was mad. And I even said to myself at one point, I'm like, I don't even like that priest. Like, I don't even want to go back to that church. Like, that was literally my response. And how young and wrong and immature and misguided I was, and how hard-hearted I was. And I think about that every time I hear this reading, especially from the gospel. It says, they came to Capernaum, and on the Sabbath, he entered the synagogue and he taught. And the people were astonished at his teaching, for he taught as one having authority. And at that point, an unclean spirit says, what have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? It's almost like, where do you get off? That was really what I was saying. Where do you get off? Who died and made you God? Well, he died, and he was already God. What is this? A new person teaching with authority, it said. Another asked. All were amazed. And I hear this reading, and every time I think, my problem wasn't with God. My problem was with myself, my own sin. And really, my problem was with the priest who spoke with authority. The question I was really asking was, who died and gave you the authority to say this to me? The answer is on the cross. God died, and God gave his authority to the church. That's truth, brothers and sisters, and there's no way to get around it. People can spin history any way they want to spin it. People can say that he did or did not intend to create a church. The scriptures attest the fact that he did, that one of the reasons Christ came was to establish his church. And his Holy Spirit is present within the church, and in the sacrament of matrimony, and the sacramental priesthood, all the sacraments. And in the sacramental priesthood, God gives his authority to speak truth and to call us out of sin. In fact, the very word church in Greek means to call out to sinners, to call out God's truth. And the fact is that these readings this week are about authority. Moses has the authority, and in Deuteronomy, he exercises it. The very first thing you're going to hear, Moses spoke to all the people saying, a prophet like me will the Lord your God raise up. That's because Moses is about to die, and he's saying, when I am done, my authority is going to be passed on to somebody else. God is going to raise up a prophet. And he goes on to say what he's going to tell people. Let us again hear the voice of God. Let us hear the voice of God. He will put the words into this person's mouth. He will. That who God chooses is up to God, and what that person speaks is up to God. That you're not going to choose the authority. You can't claim authority for yourself, and you cannot speak just what you want to speak. That true authority comes from God, and then God backs up that authority with the words. That's why the psalm was reminding us, if today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. I'll bet you that was even the psalm that night at Mass. I got so angry. When I was so hard of heart, if you hear his voice, harden not your heart. This second reading to the people in Corinth, it's interesting because it says, I should like you like to be free of anxieties. An unmarried man is anxious about things of the Lord, but a married man is anxious about things of the world. This is the reading that the church uses from St. Paul to explain why we have the discipline of the celibate priesthood. Is that a celibate priest in our church is able to focus entirely and completely on the needs of the community, whereas a married priest has first to worry about the needs of his sacrament of matrimony and of his family. And this is why St. Paul was celibate. And this is not saying that to be celibate is better than be married, or to be married is better than be celibate. What this is saying is that they're different and they're distinct and they're unique. And this is the reading the church uses to say, this is why priests are celibate. But again, it's God who has the authority to call us to our sacraments. And this is really important to remember, because when we get angry at the church, quote unquote, sometimes, it's usually because of the authority of the church calling us out of our selfishness. It's the authority of the church telling us that we can't and should not be sinful. Why? Because the church cares about our salvation, because the church is of Christ. The church is from Christ. There are several things we have to remember when it comes to authority. It's God who appoints people and who appoints leaders. It's God who wants his message spoken, not our own. God chooses to speak through us and through his vessels. God gives us the church, and the church gives us this discipline of the priesthood, of the celibate priesthood, but of the priesthood. The church has the authority to do that. It's the church that is Christ's dwelling place on earth. It's the church that speaks with authority, the authority that Christ gave it, because he instituted the church. And why does all this matter? Because all of us are subject to God's authority. The question is now or later. Even the demons admitted that Jesus was God. Even the demons were subject to Christ's authority. The question is not whether or not you and I are going to bow before Christ, whether or not you and I are going to kneel before Christ. Scripture makes it very clear. It's going to either happen now or it's going to happen later. Choose. Choose. It's almost like you're saying you could do this the easy way or do it the hard way. The easy way is to choose to follow God now, to fall on your knees and submit to God's authority now. Because brothers and sisters, it's going to happen sooner or later. And we shouldn't do it out of fear. We should do it out of love. That's why he gave us a church, because he loves us. That's why he gives the church the authority to speak truth, because he loves us. The Catholic Church is the only church on the planet that will not allow her members to remain in sin. That's why the church gives us reconciliation. That's why the church gives us the priesthood, to be sure we don't get trapped and enslaved by sin, that we always have the opportunity to go in and be transformed again. God gives that authority to his church. And my brothers and sisters, we should fall on our knees this day and thank God. Thank the author of life for exercising his right, the author's right, the authority to call us back to him. May God bless us this week, and may he bless our church. Amen.
This podcast is brought to you by your friends at lifeteen.com.